横手鎌倉 FM をお聞きの皆様、おはようございます。ここからは横手 BOE チャンネルをお送りします。横手 BOE チャンネルは横手市教育委員会の取り組みを発信する情報番組です。さまざまなことにチャレンジする子どもたちの様子、普段は聞けない小中学校の校歌、熱意あふれる先生の姿などをお伝えします。今日の横手 BOE チャンネルは第74回横手市中学校英語暗唱弁論大会受賞者インタビューをお送りします。横手 BOE チャンネル、ここからは横手市中学校英語暗唱弁論大会でエクセレント賞を受賞したお二人の暗唱スピーチ披露とインタビューです。今年で74回目となる横手市中学校英語暗唱弁論大会は9月9日に日高障害学習センターで開催されました。暗唱の部には15名、弁論の部には5名が出場し、それぞれの思いを込めて日頃の練習の成果を存分に発揮しました。それでは暗唱の部でエクセレント賞を受賞した十文字中学校2年生の尾形なごみさんに暗唱を披露していただきたいと思います。暗唱の前に内容の要点を日本語でお願いします。
佐藤真美さんというスポーツの大好きな方が足をなくしてから人生のどん底に突き落とされ、そこからスポーツの力をもとに人生をやり直していくという話です。
それでは暗唱を披露をお願いします。
Sato Mami has loved sports ever since she was a little girl. At the age of 6, she started going to a swimming school and swam every day. The training was hard, but she enjoyed setting goals and beating them. In junior high, Mami switched to track and field. She competed as a long-distance runner in high school. Sports showed Mami the importance of working hard. The more effort she put in, the better results she got. Mami began her college life in Tokyo with high hopes and expectations. Right away, she joined the cheerleading club. Then suddenly, at 19, her life changed completely. One day, Mami felt a pain in her ankle. It was bone cancer, and she had to have an amputation of her right leg. To a young woman who enjoyed sports so much, losing her leg was almost like losing her life. Mami was in despair, but her mother hugged her and encouraged her. My dear Mami, God doesn't give you any challenge which you cannot overcome. 10 months after her operation, Mami returned to college. Her friends welcomed her back, but Mami felt so miserable about her disability that it was hard for her to smile and laugh naturally with them. She felt different and alone. Finally, Mami realized that this was not the life she wanted and not her true style. The operation saved my life, so why not treasure that life and live more positively? Mami worked up the courage to go swimming again. To her surprise, her childhood sense of joy in swimming came back to her. This gave her hope. Mami decided to try other sports with a new artificial leg. She returned to track and field and took up long jumping. Once more, Mami found that she enjoyed setting goals and beating them. She developed a new confidence and started the second stage of her life as a promising Paralympic athlete. So far, Mami has competed at 3 Paralympic Games in a row. In Athens in 2004, she became the first Japanese woman participant with an artificial leg, and she scored 3.95 meters. In Beijing in 2008, She jumped 4.28 meters. At the 2012 London Games, she stretched her record further to 4.70 meters. Mami still has many goals that she wishes to pursue. She wants to serve as a bridge between able-bodied and disabled people through sports. Mami comes from Miyagi Prefecture. She and other athletes organize sporting events to encourage people in Tohoku who experienced hardship. Mami said, "Only then did I see the true power of sports. To create new dreams and smiles. To give hope. To bring people together." Mami has made a way for herself to enjoy her life despite her disability. She shows others the importance of setting personal goals and working hard to reach them, no matter how difficult their situation might be. She says humbly, "I felt privileged to have been touched by the power of sports." Perhaps we are privileged to have Mami as a role model.
ありがとうございました。では、受賞した時の気持ちを教えてください。
最初に発表された時は、受賞したという実感が湧かずに、とにかく嬉しい気持ちでした。
では、特に工夫した点や心がけたことを教えてください。
マミさんが足を切断することになって、地獄の果てまで落ちた時に、その声を表現するときにどんなトーンで言うのかや、私は日本人なので英語の発音がなかなかうまくいかないことがあったんですけど、口の開き具合とかそういうのを意識して頑張りました。
はい、ただ話すだけではなくて口の動きだったり抑揚も大事なんですね。では最後に英語に関して今後の目標や挑戦したいことを聞かせてください。
今後は自分が外国とかに行ったりしていろんなことを学んで、将来日本のためになるような大人になりたいです。
素晴らしいです。これからも頑張ってくださいね。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
続いて弁論の部でエクセレント賞を受賞した十文字中学校3年生の千田智香さんにスピーチを披露していただきたいと思います。スピーチの前に内容の要点を日本語でお願いします。
私の父は葬祭業を営んでいます。私が小さい時はすごいその仕事について暗い印象があったんですけど、小学生の時に体験したある出来事がきっかけで、その父の仕事からいろんな大切なことを学ぶことができたということを話したいと思います。
それではスピーチの披露をお願いします。
Let's take a look around us. We can see many kinds of jobs everywhere. Doctor, shop clerk, teacher, and YouTuber. They are well-known jobs, aren't they? However, there are even jobs that we don't know much about. What about your family's job?How much do you know about it? For me, I didn't know much. But after an event, I became interested in my father's job. Today, let me tell you what I learned from my father and how I was influenced by him. My father is a funeral director. My grandfather established the funeral company in 1967.Now, my father owns the company. A funeral director must be on standby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When I was small, I wanted to do many things with my father, but he was very busy. Sometimes, our family plans were changed because of his unexpected work. Since I was just a little girl, I didn't understand it.And it made me very disappointed. But one event changed my way of thinking about his job. It was the time my grandfather passed away. At that time, I saw my father's work up close for the first time. One day, in elementary school, I was told that my grandfather was in a critical condition. I quickly went to the hospital with my sister. But sadly, he had already passed away. I was so sad and cried. Even though we are very emotional, there's a lot we must do when people pass away. My family organized special flowers and letters for my grandfather. We also put his favorite suit and cane in the casket. More than 300 people came to the funeral and shared memories of my grandfather. We watched a memorial video and I thought a lot about his life. Through this process, I could say a proper goodbye to my grandfather. My father must have been the most upset. However, he organized the whole process successfully as a funeral director. Actually, I didn't know when he could make the video because he was so busy. I thought he had many responsibilities and a strong sense of duty. I realized my father's professional spirit. Later, I asked him about my grandfather's special memento and video. He said, "The suit shows Grandpa's best image, and he can walk in heaven with the cane." I chose the best pictures to thank Grandpa and recall memories of him. My father also told me that he always considers the deceased and the bereaved families first. Even though he doesn't know the deceased, he tries to create a thoughtful memorial video and provides the best service. From my father's words, I felt his pride in his work. Now, I'm really proud of my father's job. Nothing in the world is as important as human life. The funeral business relates to the respect for each person's precious life. I was impressed to learn that. He taught me the importance of consideration and sincerity. They are the most valuable things in every job. And of course, they are necessary for warm human connections. I haven't decided my future job yet, but I think without human connections, there is no work. Whatever I do, I'll never forget what I've learned from my father. I'll do my best to be a professional worker just like him.
ありがとうございました。では、受賞した時の気持ちを教えてください。
他にも結構発表した人がいたんですけど、その人たちの内容もすごかったから、まさか自分が選ばれるなんて思ってなくて、選ばれたって聞いた時はすごく嬉しかったです。
特に工夫した点だったり心がけたことはありますか？
スピーチの内容自体がそこまで明るい内容ではなかったので、自分の声のトーンとか感情の入れ方とかを気をつけたり、弁論なので自分の伝えたいことになってくるので、自分のその時の気持ちだったりとかを思い出しながら伝えることを意識しました。
はい、内田さんも抑揚があったりしてとっても聞きやすかったです。では英語のどんなところが好きですか？
ちっちゃい時から英語に親しむ機会っていうのがあって、その中でなんか日本語と違うとことかが難しいけど面白いなって思ったりします。
最後に英語に関して今後の目標や挑戦したいことを教えてください。
たくさんの人と英語で会話をすることと、自分の英語のレベルをもっと上げてって将来いろんなことに活用できたらいいなって思ってます。
これからも頑張ってくださいね。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
横手 B4E チャンネル、ここまでは横手市中学校英語暗唱弁論大会でエクセレント賞を受賞したお二人の暗唱スピーチ披露とインタビューでした。ここでインフォメーションです。横手市立小中学校給食費 第6期の講座振り返りは10月25日です。お忘れのないようお願いいたします。横手 B オンインチャンネル、この番組は横手市教育委員会の提供でお送りしました。次回もお聞きください。